Gospel reading according to John, chapter 18, beginning with verse 33. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Dear God, you are the great ruler of our lives. Thank you for being our beginning, our end, and everything in between. Guide our lives and help us always to reflect your voice of truth in all that we say and do. Amen. So here we are, the last day of the church year. And next Sunday, we take that running leap into Advent and then Christmas. I have a confession that you might as well know about me. I'm a Black Friday shopper. Anyone else want to admit? You could say it's a tradition in my family. It goes way back. Getting up at the crack of dawn, or now staying up pretty much all night. Finding the best deals, standing in line. Sometimes wandering around aimlessly through the stores trying to check people off the old Christmas list. Is it fun? Absolutely. For a little while, at least. By the end of the day, though, I'm worn out. My feet hurt. I typically have at least a few impulse buys, and I have to admit I'm a tad bit cranky. The excitement is temporary and fades after a short time, when endless crowds and crazy parking lots start to wear on a person. Is it worth it? If we're really honest with ourselves, how many of us actually remember half of the gifts we give and receive from one year to the next? I know some of you are probably thinking right now, what does any of this have to do with the readings for today? Stay with me a moment and hold on to that thought. In our gospel reading for today, it takes place after Jesus was arrested as he's standing before Pilate in his headquarters. Pilate uses his authority to try to question Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And in typical Jesus fashion, Jesus does not provide a direct answer, but instead he turns the table on Pilate, ever so subtly taking control of the situation. He responds to Pilate not with an answer, not with a statement, but with a return question. "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" It's hard to say exactly what's going through Pilate's mind at this moment, but he might be feeling just a little bit challenged and threatened to have Jesus in his presence. Up to this point, Jesus has been pretty popular among his people, and the crowds usually listen to him. In his response, Pilate chooses to contrast himself with Jesus. "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation has handed you over to me." Well, Pilate hits the nail on the head. His earthly rule stands in stark contrast to the rule of Jesus. Pilate dresses the part of a king, and Jesus dresses the part of a humble servant. Pilate likely uses horses for travel. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Pilate holds his power over those who serve him, and Jesus empowers his followers, teaching them to serve one another. Pilate uses his authority to condemn. Jesus uses his authority to save. Pilate's reign is bound by time, but Jesus' reign is eternal. Jesus cannot and will not be defined by earthly standards. His rule means something so much more. His reign extends so much further. As he tells Pilate, his kingdom is not from this world. He was born into this world with a purpose, to testify to the truth, to reveal the truth, to be the way, the truth, and the life. Pilate had no idea who he was up against in this verbal exchange with Jesus. If we look at the wider context of the gospel, Pilate actually wavered several times, going back and forth between the outside world and the inside headquarters where he spoke alone with Jesus. Pilate was torn between the demands of the crowd and this truth that Jesus was speaking. And in the end, Pilate took the easy path, caving into the demands and the political pressure, ignoring the truth that was standing right before his eyes. In the end, he called for the crucifixion of a true king. Jesus' kingdom was not of this world, and therefore, as followers of Jesus, we know that our home is not entirely of this world. As Christians, we have a sort of dual citizenship. Sure, we're citizens of this world with all of its beauty and with all of its heartache. And as we live and serve with one another here on this earth, we help build God's kingdom on earth. But as children of God, we are also citizens of something much greater. We have been promised much more. After all, this world is just our temporary home. As I was thinking about the sermon this week, a song kept popping into my head. And so I figured there must be a reason for it. And so I'm going to share some of those words with you this morning. I'll spare you my singing voice, okay? So if you know the Carrie Underwood song, Temporary Home, you'll be familiar with this one. The first couple verses of the song talk about people trying to find their way and recognizing the temporary nature of their circumstances. A foster boy who's been bounced from home to home his whole life recognizes that each new start is only a temporary fix to his situation. A young mother trying to support herself and her young child hopes that a halfway house will be a stepping stone to a more permanent home. And finally, the last verse, the one which is most pertinent for today, describes an elderly man who's laying in a hospital bed, surrounded by his loved ones. As his family gathers there around him in his final moments, he whispers to them, "Don't cry for me. I'll see you all again someday. This is my temporary home. It's not where I belong. Windows and rooms that I'm passing through. This was just a stop on the way to where I'm going, and I'm not afraid because I know this was my temporary home." Jesus understood that he came into this world with a purpose, but he was not of this world. And so here we are as well. We exist in this tension between the temporary world in which we live and a larger kingdom of which we are a part through our baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are simultaneously saint and sinner, as Luther put it, prone to our sinful nature in this world, but covered by the grace of God and marked as saints through the waters of baptism. As our reading from Revelation stated, we have been freed from our sins by the blood of Jesus and made to be a kingdom, to serve God, who is both our beginning and our end. Getting back to the point about Black Friday, in the end, what is it that really matters in this life? Looking back through the years, what I remember most is not the biggest bargains of the year, not the best gadgets of the season, but the laughter and the joy of spending that time with my family. Material things hold much less value when compared to the ones we love. We're not filled with the things of this world. We're not filled by the number of gifts under the tree. We're not filled by the deals we get in the shopping malls or on the online discounts with Cyber Monday. We're not filled with anything this temporary world has to offer. When we put our faith in the things of this world, we will always end up wandering aimlessly through life, feeling empty and yearning for more. We will always end up feeling tired and a little bit cranky. But when we focus on our relationships, when we focus on the truth that Jesus gave to us so long ago, and when we live that truth every day of our lives, when we fill ourselves with Jesus, the bread of life, only then do we feel that hunger cease. And so for those of us who find ourselves wandering aimlessly through stores this holiday season, stressing over the perfect gift idea and whether we have enough for each person on our list, may we remember it's not the material and temporary things of this world that make a difference. After the holidays are over, the stuff of this world will fade from memory. But what remains are the memories that we build with one another, the laughter, and perhaps even the tears, the conversations over meals, the kindness shared with strangers, the peace of knowing that we are always enough for God. As we venture now into the Advent season, a season of anticipation and hope, let us live our lives in faith and truth always. For in doing this, we follow the example of Jesus. And this season, instead of focusing on the shopping, may we focus more on sharing the beauty and the gifts of grace, love, and truth that God has freely given each of us through Jesus. For this he was born, and for this he came into this world. That's more than enough. It's priceless, and it's eternal. These are the things that matter the most. It's the love that will last for an eternity. Amen.